producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Bill, who's kind of a heartbroken dad. He's got a daughter who's in her mid-40s, who's been married and divorced three times, and is now with a dude to whom she was not married. But they all seem to fall into the same pattern in that they cheat on her. And interestingly enough, she doesn't leave them, they leave her, which is a problem in and of itself, of course. Have you ever asked her why they leave?
Well, one of the reasons is, for example, her last husband, he cheated on her many, many times, and every time he did, she put more and more pressure on him. She screened his phone calls. She would take his phone when he goes into the shower and look through it, and, you know, she would catch him, and he just had enough of it.
Okay. So that her behavior really, that his behavior was unprincipled, but then she got sneaky, so.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. Do you live in the same city she lives in?
No, I live about 45 miles away, but I can go.
But you see her, right? Okay, perfect.
Yes,
all right, here's the deal.
Yes.
Here's the deal. I would take her out for lunch, and I would say, "Look, I'm your dad, and I love you, and I know you're heartbroken." And I listen to this woman on the air, and she talks a lot about dating and men and women, and what she says. Which sort of struck me is, if you keep pushing A and B pops up, and every time you push A, B pops up, and you hate B, stop pushing A. And it occurs to me that you're pushing A a lot. That if I look at the men that you brought home since you started dating in high school, that they fall into a pattern, that they're good looking, they're charming, they speak well, and they're flirts. Maybe there's a different way to look at men. And I think the fact that you've got a job now and you've got a career and your kids are about to be on their own, so all you really have to be responsible for the foreseeable future is yourself, is all to the positive. But why don't you figure out, first of all, what's the longest period of time, Bill, that you think your daughter's ever been without a man in her life?
Very, very little time.
Yeah, that's what I would have assumed. All right, so what if you said to her, all right, so here's part one is pushing A, B pops up. Part two is the pattern, because I'm sure that's what the pattern is, because that's the kind of guy she picks. That they all tell her what she wants to hear, they're all charming, but they're charming to everybody. Because they're flirts, because the idea of commitment doesn't appeal to them, and they're probably attractive and maybe even make a lot of money, but they feel that the rules don't really apply to them, and she just keeps thinking that there's a magic, that if she just catches them often enough, or that she, you know, that if she loves them enough, or and what she's doing clearly won't work. And you can see the pattern, and hopefully she can begin to see the pattern. And the first time she catches him, then she'll buy whatever his nonsense is. And the second time, she gets a little suspicious, and then she starts checking up on him. And all of a sudden, and he gets tired of being, so even if he's not cheating at that moment, which he probably is anyway, he's going to blame her because he's going to say that you made me do it, that you didn't trust me, and as long as you didn't trust me, I might as well do what you thought I was going to do. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, I'm just, and I don't know anything, right? I've never met your daughter. I've never met any of the little creeps. But the point is, it's absolutely predictable. So the point is, back to the original statement, you've got to stop pushing A. So the first thing to do is, and she's already done, is that she's gotten herself a job and hopefully a career, number one. So she's got some income. She's going to lose the house, and that's maybe something the two of you look into. Maybe it makes some sense to sell it or, if you're going to loan her money, maybe to hold on to the house long enough to sell it may make some sense, because if she loses it, she'll have nothing, and it'll wreck her credit. assuming that it's in her name. But, I mean, so that, and the house is probably worth something. So that may be something to kind of look at as a financial kind of issue at this moment of, all right, what do we do about the house? But that's secondary. But it's, I mean, it's urgent, but it's still secondary to, okay, if you're going to do this differently, what would you do differently? Instead of telling her what to do differently, ask her. Say, okay, if I can see the pattern, do you, in fact, I wouldn't even tell her the pattern. I'd say, do you see a pattern in Henry and George and Hiram? Do you see that they all share something in common? And she said, yeah, they're all creeps. And say, well, yeah, beyond that, but you were attracted to them. And then do you see something that they brought out in you that's in common? Do you see a pattern in your behavior? And, okay, so is there a way of changing, can't change somebody else's behavior, but a way of choosing differently, so change your own behavior. And then when you do find somebody, and maybe you sort of take a hiatus on dating at all for a while. Maybe you decide that, not that men are no damn good, but that you don't make very good decisions about men, and you need to kind of be on your own, so you're making decisions that are based on who you are and what you want, not who's attracted to you, or not even who you're attracted to. Because attraction is not bad, but it can certainly be misleading. So, I mean, in Dating for Dummies, the whole first half of the book is how to figure out who you are and what you're looking for. So you may want to get her that, but I don't think she's going to read a book at this moment. I really don't. I think she's much more likely, if you say to her, do you see patterns here? You know, what patterns do you see in his behavior? What patterns, what do the guys have in common? How did you respond to them? If you had to describe the perfect man for you, what would it be? And hopefully she's not going to go back, because what she's going to say is all the characteristics. She's going to say, I want somebody who's smart and successful and attractive and sexy and faithful. And you're going to say, you can probably have four of the five, but expecting a guy in our society to be faithful to all those other things is maybe a little unrealistic. So maybe you need a guy who's not quite as successful or quite as gorgeous or quite as sexy, but is somebody that you can maybe you look for a friend as opposed to somebody who turns you on. Does your daughter drink at all?
Yes, she does. She tries to conceal it, but I know she does.
Yeah, because it sounds like she very likely meets these dudes in bars. And the problem about bars, it used to be where everybody met dating, which was a terrible idea because they're dark, smoky, and loud. So you can't hear, you can't see, and you're inebriated. So your decision-making is affected. Great! What a good way to pick people. So what I would do, I'll tell you what, I think we're going to have to do this in stages, Bill, is I'd sort of say, look, can I buy you lunch? Can I buy you a hamburger or something in a week? Because I think this is going to have to be a face-to-face conversation. And if it's on the phone, she's going to hang up on you. Or if she doesn't hang up on you, hopefully she's better behaved than that, but she's not going to listen. This needs to be a, look, I love you, looking across the table at her and saying, look, what about the patterns? You know, because in the patterns, you're not lecturing to her. You're not telling her. You're not telling her anything. You're asking her, do you see patterns? Do you see patterns in the guys that you choose? Do you see patterns in yourself? What's the perfect guy for you? If you're going to write a personal ad, what would it say? And then either she's going to begin to see some of the patterns, or if she doesn't, you can call me back, or the two of you can call me back, and we'll work through it. But I you know, and you could certainly get her Dating for Dummies. There are lots of books about the fact that, you know, that you can't trust men, which I think are a waste of time. I don't think men are the problem. I don't think they're the solution, but I don't think they're the problem either. She's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And
yeah,
that's the problem.
And, you know, when you asked me before, is she a drinker? She is, and she did meet these guys in bars.
Yeah.
And, the thing that worries me the most right now is she's sitting home alone. I spoke to her earlier, and she said to me, I can't talk right now. I'm a complete wreck. And I know she's sitting home drinking, and that worries.
Well, I don't dismiss what you're saying. Do you think she's suicidal?
No, I don't. No, she really loves
me. Okay, good. Good.
But
then I would say, listen, here's one of the deals. I will bribe you not to drink. Because I don't think, I know that you're feeling lousy right now, but it's not adding to anything. And go see her. I mean, I think I'd say, look, I'd like to see you, and I'd like you to be stone cold sober and maybe not hungover, so maybe let's make it on Wednesday at lunch. But Listen, I think misery is the place we start. No, nobody ever changes their behavior when they're feeling great about themselves. Let me put you on hold and make sure there's nothing else I need to help you with, all right? Put you on hold. Be right back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor BlockItPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I'm always here. Well, that's an inaccurate statement. I'm here for you Monday through Friday. Eastern Daylight Time now. Don't you hate it when we switch? I really do, except you get the extra hour of sleep. But, you know, I don't think we should be switching back and forth personally. It's just too dark too early. Anyway, speaking of dark, we're talking with Bill, who's who's got a daughter who's really miserable today. Billy, another possibility is calling her right now and saying, hey, listen, I listened to this woman on the air, and that she might really be able to help you, and it's free, and it's anonymous, and why don't you just call her right now? And even if she's, and you can give her the phone number, 855-99-37569. And say, you know, maybe she can help you. She, you know, she wrote about dating for dummies. She's really good about dating stuff. And just see, you know, what do you got to lose?
Okay, I will do that. And you know what? The phone number you just gave me is different than the one I hacked. Could you give it to me again?
Yeah, it's 855-99-DR-JOY, which is the same thing. Because people have a hard time sometimes with the number. So it's 855-99-37569. Alrighty.
Okay. Yes.
And,
I'll call her
but
right now.
But you hear the issues about, you know, not giving advice but asking questions is a really powerful thing to do, because most of us, you know, when someone's giving advice, we feel like they're lecturing to us and, you know, blah 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 blah.
Exactly.
As opposed to asking questions of saying, okay, do you see a pattern here? And if she says no, I'd say, well, you know, that's really interesting. I kind of do. Let's, you know, And she might say, gee, I never thought about it that way. But, I mean, what we're really looking for is a dialogue. What we're really looking for is your daughter to think about herself and the situation in different ways. And she's thinking of herself as a victim right now, of, oh, all these guys are terrible, and I put up with it for so long. But, yeah. I mean, she's – the pattern's there. I mean, look, if I can tell you what all these guys say and what they do and what the pattern is, I mean, obviously – I'm perfectly willing to give myself credit for being kind of good at this, but still, I mean, you know, I can't read minds. I don't see in the future. I look for patterns, and I'm seeing the patterns.
No, you're exactly right with everything you said, and I will call her right now and ask her to call you.
Yeah, but and if, you know, and I'm on, you know, I'm on every day, so she could, or Monday through Friday, so she can give a holler, and you know, I'd certainly be glad to help her, and if she doesn't do that, I still would sort of go and say, look, let's talk about the patterns here. Alrighty?
Great, thank you so much for your help.
You're most welcome. If you need me again, you know where to find me.
Thank you, I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Belle. Bye-bye. Sally, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Sally.
Hey, I was wondering a couple of things. I meant to ask Trevor this question. I've noticed, I'm a month behind on podcasts, but I've noticed that the third hour is always a repeat. And I can't figure that one out.
Why?
I don't know.
It is. What's happening is, yeah, that we do a best of for one of the hours.
Oh, okay. So you just do 2 hours now.
We do 2 hours live, and we do the third hour, which we change around. It's stuff that you haven't heard for a long time. So that's yeah.
Well, I've been listening to you for years, so.
the real reason we do it is so people can feel really, really smart, that they could say, "Wow, I got to that answer before she did."
That's right. Well, I also wanted to ask you, my mom is in assisted living, and she is calling me all the time saying they're leaving me on the toilet, and then I'll call them and complain, and they'll say, well, we check on her every 15 minutes. And so I can't decide who to believe, you know.
Wait a minute, they're leaving her on the toilet for 15 minutes is a long time, it seems to me, to be left on a toilet.
Well, she's extremely slow, so it is average for her. I mean, so I get
all right,
that.
What if we got her, believe it or not, what if we got her an egg timer? What if we got, because, you know, when you're finished with your business and somebody is going to be there in 30 seconds, that can feel an awfully long time if you're finished. So let's get her an egg timer and say, look, Mom, let's see how long it takes you. And maybe instead of them checking you every 15 minutes, if it's basically taking you 12 minutes, that they can come in 12 minutes.
Okay. Well, all right. I guess they're easy to manage because she has neuropathy and her fingers even don't function well anymore.
Let's see what we could do. We could do an hourglass, but that's not going to be as specific. Does she have a smartphone?
No.
How about a stopwatch?
I don't want to.
Because you're right. At an egg timer, you got to turn the knob. But a stopwatch, all you have to do is hit the top. So let's find our stopwatch.
Oh, that's true. And that way you can specifically see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I get frustrated because they say we do come in every 15 minutes.
Yeah,
like
but
request.
Look, kiddo, this
claims they don't come in at all.
Hardly. All right, this is a two-part solution. The one is perception, and the other is power, and they're not the same. They obviously overlap, but they're not the same. What we're doing by giving her a stopwatch is saying, let's find out how long it actually takes you on the John. And then how long it takes them to come. And if it only takes you 10 minutes, then we can speed it up. And by doing that, instead of, you don't get caught in the middle of he said, she said. She gets some power, will get some actual information, and then you can pass it along to the people as well. But the point is that you're listening to her, you're not getting caught in the middle, and you're giving her some power.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Well, you're always full of it. Thank you.
Well, and it doesn't take me 15 minutes. No, bad metaphor. Sorry. All righty?
Well, you're very fast. She is not.
Well, it was a full of it response I was responding to.
Yeah, I know.
I just assumed that was a Freudian slip on your part, but it was, you know, it was painful, but...
On purpose, I was a psychology major, too. So.
Oh, see, there we go. Should have known. All right.
Yeah.
A little passive-aggressive on your part, but I picked it up, so there we go. All right. Thanks, Allie. All right, 855-993-7569, which is, it actually is the same as 855-99-DR-JOY, but some people are better at numbers and some are better at letters, and should you forget it, you can go to drjoy.com, and it's in both iterations on the website. All right, 855-993-7569. So we're having a lot of discussions. Maybe it's just, do you realize we're already in November? I mean, where has this year gone?
It's hard to believe.
I know. Except, you know, as I said, it's finally gotten cold around here, which I'm really delighted about, speaking of being too warm at night, but I suppose we shouldn't go back to that discussion anytime soon. All righty, 855-993-7569. Well, I suppose I could tell you a little bit about this day in history, since we actually haven't done that yet. If you have something in your mind, well, I guess we're not going to do that quite yet. We'll do it in a minute. All right, if you guys are going to call me, don't wait till the last 30 seconds of the program, all right, because you'll make me cry. And who wants a whiny psychologist? Nobody. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. And today, kind of an interesting day in history. On 1868, New Zealand officially adopted a standard time to be observed nationally. You go, New Zealand. Now, Australia has like 9 different time zones or something? Australia does. They have half hours. Like it could be 12 o'clock, you know, the rest of the world, and it would be 12:30.
What?
I know. It's a bizarre thing. The only reason I know about it is I was supposed to go there once, and we did an interview, and I said 12 o'clock, and they said, well, that would be 12:30 our time. And I said, no, it would have to be 12 or 1 or 2. And they were right, and I was wrong. They actually have something on the half hour.
That's
because
insane.
It's so big. It's very complicated. Although my new favorite state is Arizona, because they don't switch back and forth between daylight savings and non. They stay the same all year. I think the rest of us should be doing that as well. This drives me nuts. Actually, it doesn't drive me nuts. It just makes it dark really early, which makes me tired. And then in the spring, when everybody misses that extra hour of sleep, everybody's cranky for like a week. So I'm in favor of, although that's one of the things George Bush did. He moved it from changing the time in May to doing it in March. So only on this for like, what, 4 months or something? Yeah, about four. In 1889, North and South Dakota are admitted to as the 39th and the 40th U.S. states. There you go. Have you ever been to the Dakotas?
I used to live across the river from Fargo.
Ooh.
Which was exciting.
Yeah, well, boring, yeah. Well, North Dakota's got this huge issue going on because of the pipeline up there. And they have, so a lot of people are moving there who weren't able to get jobs other places. They have a huge housing shortage. It's kind of the wild, wild west.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting place, which has been very poor historically. And now it's got all this oil money. Oh, business. In 1890, formal and official founding of the Uddevalla Suffrage Association. Suffrage didn't hit this country for a while longer. In 1895, the first gasoline-powered race in the United States. 1895, did you know it was that early?
I did not.
First prize was $2,000. That was a serious amount of coin in 1895. Wonder what that would be worth. I'll bet, like, you think a mil? I don't know. How do we find out?
I'll try and find out.
All right, you try and Google $2,000 in 1985, 2015 equivalent. See if Siri can handle that. You go, girl. 1898, cheerleading. It started the University of Minnesota. That's my boys.
Yay.
With Johnny Campbell. Did you know who Johnny Campbell was?
No.
I didn't either. Leading the crowd and cheering on the football team. So there you go. And you go, guys. Secant, tangent, cosine, sine, 3.14159. Go, Rice, Academs. You can tell I went to a school that didn't have a great football team. What can I tell you? In 1920, KDKA of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, starts broadcasting as the first commercial radio station. The first broadcast is a result of the United States presidential election in 1920. I did not know that. KDKA. In 1920, Adam Martin Wyant became the first former professional American football player to be elected to the United States Congress. Did you see Fred Thompson died over the weekend?
I did see that.
Oh, I think of lymphoma.
Oh.
Yeah. 1936, a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation was established. In 1936 also, the British Broadcasting Corporation initiates the BBC TV series, the world's first regular high-definition, then defined as at least 200-line service, renamed BBC One in 1964. The channel still runs to this day. Well, so does the CBC. In 1947, in California, Howard Hughes performs the maiden and only flight of the Spruce Goose, or H-4 of the Hercules, the largest fixed-wing aircraft ever built. You could go to California and see this. I'm trying to remember. Spruce Goose may be at the Smithsonian. I think it is.
I saw where it was kind of archived, and I forget.
Yeah, I think it's at the Smithsonian. Howard Hughes, his major, what was his called? His head of operations was the uncle of one of my classmates. So I actually met, I didn't meet Howard Hughes, but I knew sort of a lot of the inside story about him for no particular reason, I suppose. But he was sort of one of those fascinating creatures. In 1983, Reagan signed a bill creating Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which happens in January, as you may recall. I think it's the 16th, or I think it varies a little bit. And Arizona, I think, was the only state that didn't have Martin Luther King Day, and I think they changed that because they wanted the Republican convention or something, as I recall.
All right, so I have some updates.
Please. How much $2,000 was worth in 1895?
$56,021.88.
Well, that's not that much. I was only off by a factor of 20.
Right, and the Spruce Goose is in Oregon.
Well, there you go. Well, so I'm doubly wrong.
Close.
Let's see if there's anything I could be right about. When's Martin Luther King Jr. Day? I know it's in January.
January 21st?
Well, I think it varies, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe it does. It's one of the Mondays.
I think it's one of the Mondays. I think it's that would be the third Monday. Because I vaguely remember it. My sister's birthday is the 16th, which is how I remember it. All right. So in line with the fact that I seem to be making a huge amount of errors today, this one story seems particularly appropriate. A woman is bitten after sneaking in the Omaha Zoo to pet a tiger.
Now that's a mistake.
Yeah. My what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it?
And in such a fabulous fashion.
Well, and you know, the problem is when something like that happens, quite often they sacrifice the animal.
God, I hope they don't. I mean, she goes into the enclosure.
I know. The tiger's name is Mai. I was born in Malaysia. She was found with her front leg ensnared in a poacher's trap. The vets amputated the limb to save her life, and she was less than 2 years old at the time. She was rehabilitated at Malacca Zoo before arriving at Omaha's Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium in 2003. She has successfully navigated life on just three legs, raising three litters of cubs on her own and partaking in regular enrichment activities with keepers. She has an affinity for fragrant perfume and laying in beds of hay. She's now 18, and she's considered a senior. She's friendly for an animal from the wild. She's still known to be more skittish around humans than big cats that grew up in captivity. Duh. This woman is 33 that went into the zoo. She decided she wanted a pet tiger. The question is, was she high or stoned? I mean, she reached into a cage, bit the hand, causing severe trauma. They took her to the hospital, where she remains for treatment and hopefully psychological support. Jeez. They received a call from the center about a disturbance with a patient who had a hand injury. She was cited for criminal trespassing, was allegedly aggressive toward hospital staff, and according to police, showed signs, dun, 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 of intoxication of alcohol and or drugs. Did I figure that out? I did. The safety and security of our guests and animals are always a priority. He noted security cameras, new path lighting, and computer-controlled locks have been added to better monitor. They're concerned that the tiger would be disciplined for injury sustained by nincompoop. I hope they don't destroy the tiger. It's not the tiger's fault at all. They responded to several individuals who shared the sentiment. Thank you for everyone for your concern about May, our Malayan tiger. May will remain on display as normal and go about life as usual. No action will be taken against her. That's good to hear. Too many animals are put down because some humans decided to be morons.
No kidding. How dumb.
I mean, that's amazing. 855-993-7569. Did you say there was a phone call?
I did not.
Okay, because I don't have one showing up here. You were just responding to the fact that we have a doofus.
I was
in our midst. Okay.
Expressing my disgust for the idea that the tiger would be remotely at fault.
But they have done that in a number of cases, which seems to me completely giving the wrong message all the way around. I mean,
no kidding.
She's lucky she's still wandering around as far as I'm concerned. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. The only other story that I think has vague sort of interest to the fact that we were just coming off a made-up holiday. It's actually not a made-up holiday. How we celebrate it is made up. It turns out, because, as Trevor says, we're talking about the ubiquitous, soon-to-be ubiquitous, self-driving cars, that we now have cars that have to deal with trick-or-treaters. All right, so we'll figure out how to do that when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You're going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. This is, I think, our final, hopefully our final Halloween story for at least the better part of a year. Unless I go shopping and get a whole bunch of new costumes the next couple of days. And I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I've got plenty of costumes. All right, so we've been talking, and I think, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we're going to be talking about automobiles, for the foreseeable future, because I think they are the foreseeable future. And so now parents, having just come off Halloween, are worried about, and every year this is an issue, about kids that are run over by cars because the cars don't see them, because the kids don't, you know, it's dark. And also because the kids don't see the cars very well because they have masks and things like that on. So Google decided that what they would do is invite people. And so parents worry a little less about, you know, ghouls and goblins, but they worry about car safety. And with auto automobiles, so here's what Google did. They asked the families to have the kids in costumes. Oh, I must. This is a side note. I was out, as I said, wandering around on Saturday because I had to go to my dentist. I don't know why I picked Halloween. I don't think I knew it was Halloween. I mean, I knew it was the 31st. I just wasn't paying much attention when I made the appointment. And a lot of businesses have trick or treat. So these kids are wandering around Midtown with their parents, dressed as appropriately or inappropriately, you know, ghosts and goblins and princesses and everything, going into these stores, like, you know, Toys R Us and TJ Maxx and banks and every place, trick-or-treating. The most extraordinary one I saw, which I thought was a great idea, I guess, was in one of the busier subway hubs. They have a police station inside, major police office, office inside the thing, and the cops were handing out trick-or-treat stuff. I was going to ask you if I could have some, but I thought it's probably not worth getting shot. I don't think they were going to give it to me. All right, so what they've done is that they've asked families at Google to bring their little ghouls and ghosts and superheroes and robots and to the parking lot. And they said it gives our sensors and software extra practice at recognizing children in all their unique shapes and sizes, even when they're in odd costumes. Kids' behavior can be erratic, especially in those in the process of collecting candy. So the cars are learning how to be more cautious in their presence. The safety advances will eventually be useful in the vicinity of schools, playgrounds, and family-oriented neighborhoods, in addition to holidays like Halloween, where kids may scurry across roads with very little warning. See, what I do is have them play ball, because that's what I worry about. I mean, usually with kids trick-or-treating, there's more and more there are adults with them. But when kids are playing ball, whether they're playing hockey in the street or playing baseball or football, that's what I do is I'd have all the kids come down and play soccer or play baseball or football or just. Google's new car is advancing quickly in effort to compete with the likes of Apple, Tesla, and several Detroit-based automakers. Competition is good, which are all trying to bring self-driving cars to the market by 2020, which you figure, folks, is 4 years. Since the project's inception, Google has hailed its car as some of the safest on the road. As of July 2015, the driverless cars were reported to be involved in a total of 23 road accidents, none of which were the fault of Google's vehicles. Can you imagine trying to prove whose fault it was? The self-driving car project experienced its first injury accident in Mountain View this summer when one of Google's self-driving SUVs was rear-ended when it came to a stop at the intersection of Phyllis Avenue and Martins Avenue during rush hour traffic. Three Google employees suffered whiplash, and the driver of the other vehicle also complained of neck pain. So there you go. They said it's built from a scratch bubble vehicle that navigates with a topographical map and a 360-degree view laser, which is certainly better than any driver. You don't see 360 degrees, right? You see maybe like 140, 150. So that's a huge improvement. They're ultimately designed to work without a steering wheel or pedals, but during this phase of our project, we'll have safety drivers aboard with a removable steering wheel, accelerator pedal, and brake pedal that allow them to take over driving if needed. I know in most of the cars I've been, when I've been the passenger, I have my own brake pedal, whether it's there or not, right? You put your... Never mind. I don't yell. You know, I'm not a backseat driver. I'm just a front pedal, brake pedal user. They ask Mountain View residents to weigh when they see a self-driving car on the road. To weigh, they probably mean weigh in. Maybe you just go and get on the scale. I think there's a typo here. We want to hear what our neighbors think. To learn more about our project or to leave feedback on how we're driving, please visit google.com self-driving car. So would you do a self-driving car?
Oh, yeah.
Let's put that on Facebook. Under what circumstances would you do a self-driving car?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Sure.
It'd be kind of an interesting kind of thing. There was another story that I thought might be interesting for people to respond to as well. Let's see if I can find it. There was kind of a depressing one other than the woman who tried to pet the tiger, but thank goodness the tiger will be okay. Facebook will soon improve its controversial real name policy. I, for one, think that being anonymous on the internet is nasty enough as it already is. I'm not in favor of I think you should have to use your real name. There has to be some level of responsibility. Are you in favor of not having to use your real name on the internet?
It's hard. I mean, obviously, you know, people do go kind of the veil of anonymity makes people kind of crazy on the internet.
Behave so badly, yeah.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you know, it seems like the article's talking about, like, LGBT kind of people and their identities.
Yeah, but,
identities,
I mean,
so you use
your name. I mean, look, let me give you a quick, how long do I have here? Like 2 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. See how I can describe this without getting myself or anybody else in trouble. Was dealing with a situation where a teenage mom was dealing with doing her daughter's hair. And kid was struggling, mom was struggling, and the point was that to teach the mother better coping skills with her kid. And I'm saying, why are we teaching the mother better coping skills with a difficult situation? Why don't we make the situation less difficult? Offering the mother some alternatives to that hairstyle, which is very complicated. This is a very young child. And I was told that I didn't understand the ethnicity of that the mother would be judged, whether she was a good mother or not mother, by the complexity of her child's hairdo. And I said, isn't that part of our job? To teach kids about what's appropriate to focus on and what's inappropriate to focus on. And peer pressure, I mean, that's quite often how teenage moms become teenage moms, is peer pressure, either from boys or from girls saying, well, you need to have a boyfriend, or the boys saying, if you really love me, you do this. So that whole issue of taking responsibility and deciding, and the thing about LGBT, as far as I'm concerned, is that other people can't shame you if you don't own the shame button. And I, you know, it seems to me that that this is kind of ignoring that issue. And I realize it's more complicated than that, but I think at some point, maybe I'm just influenced by Colin Quinn's lack of political correctness. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.